Well, good afternoon, everyone, or almost afternoon. It is Saturday, and I've got time for a short recording here in between a few projects. Pastor Sean Harris from Fayetteville, North Carolina. We're looking at a picture of Dr. Shine. That's not his true name, and we've got the logo from the Top Gun movie, God's Top Gun of Deliverance. I thought the gospel was God's deliverance. I didn't know it was Dr. Shine. I thought it was the gospel. I guess I need to read on. A Maryland pastor and a longtime televangelist, Robert J. Freeman, also known as Dr. Shine, is going to jail for 27 months and was ordered to pay $630,000 to four church members. And you know, you could easily become cynical in this as I go over this article with you, except for the fact that there are church members in the state of Maryland that are out thousands upon thousands of dollars. The Washington Post reports that God's Top Gun of Deliverance pastor lied to bankruptcy courts and hid the church's assets in order to avoid paying hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt. Freeman, 56 years old, also convinced church members to take out loans for his multiple cars and $1.7 million waterfront home with five fireplaces. Five. A jet ski, two four-car garages. When the church could no longer cover the bills, church members were on the hook for the debt and in some cases lost their homes. Freeman served as pastor and leader of the Save the Safe Ministry Incorporated, Save the Seed International Church, and Seed Faith International Church. I think that we've got a trend going on here. And it has very little to do with the gospel and almost nothing to do with Christ. And it has to do with somebody getting rich because seeds are, quote, planted. I'm looking at another picture with his wife, Dee Dee, here, former wife. Shortly after February 2001, Freeman used funds from church members to accumulate substantial assets, including 11 luxury cars valued at over $1 million. And, of course, we've already talked about his $1.7 million residence in Indian Head, Maryland. According to his guilty plea, Freeman said that he was a consultant for a maintenance company and did not report any income from his ministry. That means he lied. Freeman and his then-spouse owed $1.3 million in debts, including $846,000 in back rent, $846,000 in back rent, $87,000 in lease payments on jet airplane, $160,000 for payments on musical instruments, that's a right many, $220,000 in loan payments for a bus. What do you need a bus for when you've got 11 luxury vehicles or a jet? What's going on here, folks? Isn't this just another example of a pastor who's in the ministry for all the wrong reasons? The good old King James Version calls it filthy lucre. Filthy lucre. It's one of the telltale signs, according to Paul in 1 Timothy 3 or Peter in 1 Peter 5. It's one of the telltale signs of a man who is not qualified to be in the ministry. He has a love for money. Not long ago, after he'd gone away from lying to the court, Freeman bought two Mercedes-Benz vehicles and a Lincoln Navigator that were purchased or leased for more than $430,000 in the name of a church member. Now, I find this amazing because tomorrow morning in our AM preaching service at BrianBaptistChurch.org, we're going to tackle render unto the Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and render unto God the things that are God, coming to us from Mark chapter 12, verse 17. We're preaching through the Gospel of Mark. And then Sunday night, we're in the book of Hebrews, and we're looking at Hebrews 13, 7, where the author of Hebrews talks about these men that rule over us. They're called spiritual leaders, and we are to obey them. What is this all about, and how do we measure this up with debacles like Dr. Shine and Jack Scop running around with a 17-year-old girl, and what's going on in the churches of America, and where are church members that are holding preachers accountable for their lifestyles? I mean, how is it that four church members at least are owed a tremendous amount of money, and no doubt there are many who lived on fixed incomes, collecting Social Security checks and barely getting by, giving money to Dr. Shine. I mean, are we talking about an incredible case of fleecing the sheep? The answer is yes. And what I know to be true is that some of our news and focus listeners go to churches like this, churches in which the gospel is not central, Christ is not exalted, and glorifying God is not the central message. Instead, it's all about getting wealthy and being delivered from this and delivered from that. And God is nothing but a cosmic bellhop in the sky that you call unto and get money from, as though he is the ultimate bank in the sky. Freeman, according to the article, lived a life of fraud and deception, using millions of dollars from church members and fraudulently obtained credit to pay for luxury cars and a mansion while falsely representing in court that he was indigent, said Maryland U.S. Attorney Rod Rosenstein. Here's what I know to be true. Preachers have no business messing with the money of the church. They don't count it. They don't see it. Preachers don't write the checks. Preachers don't sign the checks. Take care of your preacher. Fence him away from all that stuff. Appoint committees. Appoint treasurers. Make sure your preacher doesn't have to worry about those things. Make sure your preacher isn't tempted by those things. Another thing we do at Brian as a safeguard is preachers use their own credit cards and then turn in receipts. Preachers don't walk around with church credit cards. This way, if the preacher decides to get stupid and start spending money that he's not authorized to spend, the church can just refuse to reimburse him and they are not on the hook for the loan. Separate the preacher from the money. Separate the preacher from the money. Create within your assembly deacons who can do the work of distributing to the needs of the congregation and can take off the preacher this burden. You see, what we have here is a man who 27 months from now will be out of jail again. And he will, no doubt, run back to the very thing that he has been making money on, find a new city, a new church, a new group of people, and he'll start this fleecing process all over again. And unfortunately, there are stupid people out there, ignorant people, stupid or ignorant or a combination of both, how sad, who will once again give Dr. Shine money. And Dr. Shine will take the word of God and he will abuse it left, right, and every which way in an effort to turn it into a book that it isn't, in an effort to fleece people out of their money. It's really unfortunate that Dr. Shine's not going to be behind bars for a longer period of time. Freeman argued that in regards to the money from church members, he was, this is Shine now, Dr. Shine, he was purchasing the luxury items for the benefit of the church. I did all this publicly. You explain to me why a church needs 11 luxury vehicles. Someone explain to me why a church needs 11 luxury vehicles or a jet or a bus. Unless you're bringing people to church on that bus. Freeman argued that in regards to the money from church members, he was purchasing the luxury items for the benefit of the church. I did all this publicly. I bet you the church really enjoyed his jet ski lift or his 11 luxury cars or his 5 fireplaces. Freeman told the judge in the U.S. District Court in Greenbelt there was nothing shady about it. The judge disagreed. The essence of this crime was taking advantage of unwitting people, District Judge Robert said Roger W. Titus. District Judge Roger Titus, good for him. Before sentences Freeman to 27 months in prison, 6 months more than the prosecutors sought. Study your Bible. Study your Bible. You'll find that according to 1 Peter chapter 3, a bishop, an overseer, an elder, a pastor must be a man of integrity. He must be blameless, as the King James Bible says, or above reproach, as the ESV says. This overseer of the ministry must be a man of integrity, able to rule his house well. And if he can't rule his house well, how will he rule God's house well? You see, what we've got here is a fleecing of a congregation. This man is not a shepherd, he's a hireling. And I pray that God will wake him up out of his unregenerate state. and help him to see that he's been taking advantage of the gospel. Of course, Paul tells us that there'll be men that do this. John the Apostle tells us the same, so we should not be surprised. If you're interested in how this all relates to God's Word, tune in tomorrow morning for our live webcast at 10:45 or even earlier at 8:30 a.m. on Eastern Time. Tune back in at 6 p.m. or check us out at BereanBaptistChurch.org. Have a great day. Post your comments directly to this recording by clicking the Add Comment button.